Let's check in now on another story that we've been following since the fall when Puerto Rico was hit by back-to-back hurricanes in September. Everything was disrupted. Power, food distribution, the ability of students to get an education. About 10,000 students in Puerto Rico ultimately came to the U.S. mainland to complete the year. That includes two students now at Bowdoin College in Maine. They're wrapping up their spring semester now and thinking about what comes next. They spoke with reporter Lisa Bartfai.
My name is Leonardo Nunez. When the hurricane came, the university was closed for about 40 days, I think it was.
And even when his university reopened, things weren't normal.
And when they started, you know, the Wi-Fi connection was really bad. There were almost no traffic lights, so the traffics were horrible. My apartment did not have electrical power sometimes, so it was really hard. You know, to study in that environment, it's not easy. You know, to study, you need to have, you know, the basic things of life at least, you know, settled.
So Leonardo, who is 19, started looking for schools on the mainland that were accepting transfer students from Puerto Rico. He found Bowdoin through an ad on Facebook. The offer covered tuition, housing, meals, travel, and books for one semester.
I'm Veronica Gutierrez Camacho, and I'm 21 years old.
Veronica heard about Bowdoin's offer through a friend.
My sister was really happy for me, but also sad that I wouldn't be around to, like, help her with her assignments and stuff.
Veronica and Leonardo arrived in Maine in January during record low temperatures, but the campus felt warm.
Yeah, what surprised me the most was just how welcoming and friendly everybody is. I don't know, I felt, like, included everywhere.
For Leonardo, it was the support that you get living on campus.
Every single thing, you don't have to cook, you don't have to wash your dishes, you don't have to worry about, you know, the things you normally have to when you're back home. So here you can just concentrate fully on your studies.
Veronica got a job, though, so she could send money back home. She got paid to film the lacrosse team practices and home games.
I didn't know anything about the sport. It's very exciting, but yeah, back home, there's no lacrosse.
But now that their guest term at Bowdoin is just about over, Leonardo and Veronica have to make decisions about their future. Leonardo feels the pull of home.
You know, there's so many roots you have back home, you know, your church, your friends, your people, your language. Even if you know English, if you're bilingual, if you feel you're ready, if you have the determination, it's not the same thing.
Veronica also misses family and friends, but 8 months after the hurricane, some of the instability that made her leave hasn't been resolved, and some of it predated Maria.
My university, Universidad de Puerto Rico, they have a history of having strikes. Even now, there's still talks of, like, having another strike because still the fiscal board that is overseeing the island is planning on raising the tuition and also decreasing the budget. So it's just a lot of interruptions that makes it hard to stay on track of my studies.
For now, Veronica's planning on doing the fall semester of her senior year on the island. After that, she wants to transfer to a college on the mainland. Leonardo, though, is ready to settle back home, and he's switching his major from anthropology to education.
Especially now that in Puerto Rico, many things are going on with the education department and with public schools. And this opportunity, since I'm here, I have been thinking that not many students in Puerto Rico will have this opportunity. And if I can maybe be a teacher and I can give to them what I've learned from all these experiences, well, that's what I would like.
But it will still be hard to leave Maine.
My brother mentioned that this is like the ideal vacation for me because I really like studying. And since here I've got everything, you know, they hand you everything sort of in golden trays, you know, like all your food. So I want to go back home, but I know that when I go back home, I'm going to miss this. So it's kind of that weird feeling. I don't even know if there's a word to describe it.
For The World, Lisa Bartfai, Brunswick, Maine.
Another big transition ahead for Veronica and Leonardo and many other Puerto Rican students like them. Here's hoping for an easy transition. And that's all from us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow.